This episode of Walt Disney World Today is sponsored by MEI and MouseFan Travel, who specialize in cruises and vacation packages to Disney and other destinations around the world. MEI and MouseFan Travel is an authorized Disney vacation planner. They provide their signature services with no additional agency fees. To get your free no-obligation quote, visit www.mousefantravel.com.
This is Walt Disney World Today. Give us 5 minutes and we'll give you the world.
This is Mike Scopa from WW Today, and we are recording live. Well, we're recording live. We are recording from Epcot Center, and this is Sip and Snack 3. The death of all us. This is a new variation on Sip and Snack, and before I get into the details, we're going to introduce all the participants, starting with my WW Today colleague, Mike Newell. Mike, welcome to Sip and Snack 3.
Hi, Mike, and just to clarify, I have no idea what we're going to do, so I'm very nervous and yet happy to be here.
That's true. The rules have not been stated. You, the audience, will be hearing the rules for the first time, as well as the participants here. So everybody here does not know what we're going to be doing. We do have a few people who are here for the first time. I'd like to introduce a rookie to Sip and Snack rookie, Laura Thompson. Laura, welcome. What are your thoughts?
Thank you for having us this time around, sir. I'm feeling quite nervous, but I don't know what you have in store for us. I'm sure it will be good. Or actually very, very bad.
Looking forward to talking to you afterwards, sometime around 3 o'clock. Also with us, another Sip and Snack rookie, Brian Thompson. Brian, good morning.
Good morning.
What are you thinking, Brian? Do you have any thoughts about what's ahead?
I'm very, very frightened.
All right, we'll see. We have one other Sip and Snack rookie from DesperateTimes.com, the one and only Chris Eliopoulos. Chris, good morning.
Your new name is Bill. Bill Zabob. You're an evil, evil man.
Returning from the last Sip and Snack, we're going to go to the person who's traveled the farthest. You all know her, Masaya Kano from Japan. Masaya, welcome back. You actually came back for Sip and Snack 3.
Yeah, I made it, but I am not so sure this is a right thing to do or not, because I'm so scared.
Why are you scared? Because you don't know what we have.
And I don't understand English very much, so that...
Well, we'll find out. You'll learn a lot more today. We have also traveling pretty far, all the way from the beautiful state of Washington. We have the lovely and talented Becky Mencken from MouseFan Travel and MEI Travel. Becky, welcome.
Well, thank you, I think.
Yes?
Remember, we're family. That's all I have to say.
Yes, we are.
Yes, just remember that.
We're family now.
We're family now, and hopefully that will continue to be family when we're done.
You know, I look over here and I forgot Annette. You know, the fabulous Annette.
Does that mean I get to leave?
No, 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 no. Also, you all know her as the fabulous Annette Owens from MEI MouseFan Travel. Annette, I admire your courage for coming back to Sip and Snack 3.
Just you looking at me and saying that has me very, very scared. What is in store for me? I already did Beverly yesterday. I already drank Beverly shots yesterday, right?
Did we do Beverly yesterday? I don't remember that.
No, we so did.
Yes, we so did. We're gluttons for punishment. We're gluttons for punishment.
Becky wasn't here, so Becky didn't do Beverly yesterday.
So she has to repeat what someone might have done yesterday in regards to Beverly? Maybe. We also have a fellow colleague from allears.net who is also a Sip and Snack veteran, Michelle Scribner-McLean, a fellow New Hampshireite. Hello, Michelle.
Hello, Mr. Scopa. I'm not afraid of you. Bring it on.
I think that's a challenge. And you may have heard the background, the golden tones of Fred Block. Fred Block, who has brought so much magic to so many people's lives with Magic Meets. Fred, welcome back to Sip and Snack 3.
Thank you, Mike. I am certainly something to be here. Yeah, something like that. Yes, I have a cup of... No. It's a cappuccino, actually, just to be clear. So I figured that nobody would want to have to deal with me without coffee at this time of the morning. So I'm taking one for the team, really, so that we will have a good time.
You know, this is a good time to ask everybody, show of hands, 75%. How many of you have had breakfast today? Has anybody eaten breakfast? No one has eaten breakfast, although nope. Brian is holding up Paul's cough drops. Yeah. Masayo had a banana, and that's about it. And coffee. Okay, so Sip and Snack 3 will involve going around World Showcase pavilions. There are 11 pavilions. We will stop off at each pavilion, and we will either sip or we will snack at each pavilion. We will either eat something or we will drink something at each pavilion. Now, in order for us to get those items, we have to pay for them. So in order to prevent us from breaking the bank, we're going to limit our purchase to $5 per item. No more than $5 per item. Okay, so that's basically what we're going to do is we're going to go around to each of the 11 pavilions. We'll be sipping or snacking on an item. $5 limit before tax. Okay? You must consume at least 75% of the said drink or food item, and you must get that approval from at least two of the participants. Now, in order to respect dietary restrictions and allergies, we're going to do a few more things this year than we have had in the past. One rule that I've added this year is that there will be no more than two alcoholic beverages for this particular edition of Sip and Snack. No more than two. Now here's the thing. There are the rules that I've come up with for this rendition of Sip and Snack will play into that. Okay, so you'll understand why. Keeping those in mind, I am about to go through the rules for Sip and Snack 3. But before I do that, I need Michelle to hand me something very important. The symbol for Sip and Snack 3 will be nothing. A barf bag.
Oh no, that just does not set.
Wait, what is a barf bag?
A barf
bag. A long time ago, I watched this movie. I was a teenager. We went into this theater to watch this movie, and it was supposed to make you sick to your stomach. So they gave out stomach distress bags. So I thought this would be a good symbol. There is something inside this bag.
Yeah.
There is something inside this bag. It is dry. Okay. All right, now here are the specifics for Sip and Snack 3. We're going nowhere near awful. Otherwise known as the Awful House. There are 11 pieces of paper in that bag. Each piece of paper has on it the name of a pavilion. We will go around to each one of you, and each one of you, starting with the three rookies, you will pick out one piece of paper and hold on to that piece of paper. When we're finished, then we're going to read what's on that piece of paper, okay? Now, again, that piece of paper will have the name of a pavilion. If, for instance, Laura has picked out Canada, when we get to Canada, Laura will tell us what we're all going to eat.
What
we're all going to sip. Okay, so Laura, let's say, picks out Canada, and we start in Canada. We do have a coin flip app that Michelle has found that will flip a coin as to if we're going to go clockwise or counterclockwise. So Laura gets, so we get to Canada. Laura says, I think I want everybody to either eat or drink this particular item. If there are dietary restrictions for, let's say, Brian or Michelle, or Becky regarding that, then Laura will pick an alternative for you guys. While we are eating or sipping whatever she wants us to do, she can have whatever she wants there.
Oh, no.
But wait a minute, but she
has to have something. So she can,
but
she can pick
whatever
she wants. She does not have to have what we have. She's hosting, so she's the pavilion host. You understand?
So everybody has to eat the same thing. We all have to eat the same thing, but you can eat whatever you want. So, for instance, so Laura, for instance, let's say you have Norway, and let's say we started at Canada. This is what if I have Norway and we start in Canada, by the time we get to Norway, and if I'm picking, I'm going to pick the biggest thing for everybody to eat. And I'm going to have the smallest thing. Okay, so it is 11:05, and what we decided to do is that on this year's Sip and Snack, we were going to start off with a Beverly Toast, and that's what we'll do. And so we're going to go over to
Club Cool
right now to do that. Okay, to Sip and Snack 3.
Sip and Snack 3.
We talk to each other.
Ziggy Zaggy, Ziggy Zaggy. Hey, hey, hey. Next stop, Canada. Okay, we are at Canada. We are going to go counterclockwise on this edition of Sip and Snack. And each one of us has been chosen as a host for for a pavilion. And as we stop in Canada, the host for Sip and Snack 3 for Canada is Michelle Scrivener-McLean. And Michelle, have you figured out what you're going to have us all consume, or are you still thinking?
Well, I realize that as the first country, I'm going to set the tone here. So I can be either really nice or really not nice. And I'm looking at Becky, who has the last country. So I don't know. With great power comes great responsibility. I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do. I think that I could do the easy thing that everybody expects, the maple syrup, but I'm not sure that that's the best strategy, so I'm going to go in and look around.
All right, we're going to come back, and the next voice you'll hear will be Michelle telling us what we're going to have.
Okay, the rest of us are standing outside planning our day while our host...
With the leastest.
And the country host is inside making the purchase. What are we all going to do?
You said planning strategy. We're planning our revenge.
Well, that's part of the strategy. I think revenge, and we have to play as a team.
Like, you know, kind of like a coalition from
exactly.
What am I thinking of?
One of those reality
shows.
Okay. Do we have any ideas what we can do to counter? We need to counter.
I don't know what Scopa won't eat.
He'll eat anything.
The problem is he'll almost eat anything. Now, he's eaten everything we've ever had.
Has there been anything he's recoiled to? Anything he's gone in but did it anyway? What is the...
Yeah, give me Morocco, man. I'm going to take him down. But this isn't going to take Scopa down.
No.
He's got that ironclad stomach. Cast iron stomach.
Priceless reaction. Are you recording?
Yeah.
So, Priceless reaction. Scopa gets up to the register and drops all the bags of candy. And the girl at the register says, would you like some candy?
Why weren't we there for that?
That was great.
So look, we're trying to. Oh, here he comes. Okay, Ixnay.
And he won't hear this till after we're done.
No, he won't know any of this. Okay, here is Mike.
So, an amazing beginning to Sip and Snack. Sip and Snack. Three, as
can you describe how much is in?
I'm going to let our host, Michelle, our Canadian host, Michelle, describe what her selection was.
Let's hear it from Michelle. It wasn't the Sour Patch Killers. It wasn't the Sour Patch Kids. It's the Sour Patch Extreme.
All right, Michelle. What did you decide for us?
Well, deep down inside, this is why Fred and I get along so well. I am uber competitive. Oh, he supports my choice. He does. So I chose the Sour Patch Extreme. I just thought it would be a great way to...
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, it is really, really sour. Oh, I put a whole bunch in my mouth. I'm like, I'm going to eat a lot and get it over with. Oh, that was a seriously bad idea.
And for the record... Not only did Michelle pick the biggest Sour Patch machine, and now we're cursing the fact that it's cheap, that candy is cheap. For $3, we're all eating a bag of Sour Patch Extreme, and each bag Well, each bag is 7.2 ounces, and let's not overlook the fact that there are two super sour flavors in one. So we're all going to be...
Can you get the smaller bag?
So we're all going to be eating this for a while. We'll be back with United Kingdom next.
Yeah, but you only have to eat 900 dollars.
And Denise just pointed out there are 140 of these things. Here. I can't give down one.
There's 140. Oh my God, 75%. I'm gonna go. I think we're all gonna end up in going into diabetic shock.
Okay, this is my scope. I'm about halfway through with my Sour Patch Extreme Soft Super Candy, but we also want to let you know, as the host of the Canadian Pavilion, Michelle got to pick what she wanted, what she would have. Michelle, what did you end up eating?
I chose chocolate maple crunchy candy. Very small bar.
Was it good?
It was delicious.
You didn't finish just a more bar.
I didn't even finish it.
But Michelle, being not only did she... was she wise in her selection of the Sour Patch Extreme, but when she bought herself the Maple Crunch, she was very careful and she had only 75%. Oh, what's the matter, Michelle?
I just tried one of these things that are making you guys think,
oh, did you see that? She now knows what she's put us through.
Well, next stop, United Kingdom. Okay, time check. It's 20 to 12 and we've done just one pavilion. We are now in the United Kingdom Pavilion and Janine is the host of the... Sip and Snack version of the United Kingdom Sip and Snack stopover. And Janine, have you perused and have you discovered what you were going to have us all eat?
I started looking around. I have not decided yet. I'm hampered because the UK seems to be more culinarily sophisticated, and they have not provided me with the options that I would have enjoyed for the vegetarian members of our community.
Well, we're going to let Janine do some research, and then we'll come back and we'll tell everyone what this lovely lady is going to have us eat or drink.
I'm working with Fred in the UK, and we may have some interesting details coming up on this. What do you think, Fred?
Oh, yeah, this is looking interesting. It looks like Janine's really focused on a goal, and I'm not sure which...
Oh, well, wait,
where's she going?
We have an audible. We're following Janine.
That's right. Where is she going?
You know where she's going.
Oh, she's going towards the fish shop.
Oh, wait, there she goes. She's going?
No.
Oh, the fish shop.
Oh, no.
Fred, what do you think?
No, she's looking at fish and chips. Oh, my gosh. It's going to be more than $5, right? Oh, no. Let's see what she's got. Oh, no, I do see some flexibility.
$7.99.
I do see a lot of flexibility here.
Janine, what do you have in mind?
You appear to have lucked out because there's nothing here under $5 that would be...
Well, there's the side of chips and the shortbread.
We have to ask the game host if a $7.99 price chart is okay as opposed to $5.
Sufficiently British, though.
Yeah.
It's definitely unique to the Pavilion. Right. Because you can't get it anywhere else. It's unique to the Pavilion. They are cooked. It's not like you're getting a bag of Lay's potato chips or something.
Look at the picture. It's fish and French fries, but it's called...
I think it might be cut differently. The chips are traditionally cut differently. They're more thicker than the fries that we know.
A chip would typically be known to the rest of the world as something that's approximately round.
Right? Like a chocolate chip.
Well, no. A chocolate chip is like... Ooh, I don't know.
Yeah, let's put it this way. It's potatoes that are fried.
I can't blame it on anything but the sugar right now.
Yeah, I've noticed that a bunch of us are bouncing off the walls since this morning.
Running around.
Now here's the other
Michelle
thing.
Michelle says she feels fine.
Here's the other thing. When I mentioned fish and chips earlier, Michelle went, ugh. All right, now, I would consider this on par with 2 years ago. Nachos followed by chocolate mousse, sour extreme gummies followed by fish and chips. It's something...
I think alcohol needs to come next. Lots
it's something... along that way. I agree. I don't know who the host of France.
Lure it into the next
Glorious.
Country. All right, okay. What's it
going to
be?
Janine, have you made a decision?
But did we decide that fries were distinctive enough?
They're called chips.
They're called chips.
All right. Well, chips for everybody then.
What about you? What are you going
to have? Actually, I think there's a small candy in that store with my name on it, so.
Okay, so we need 11 orders of chips.
You better get in line for that one.
Yeah, I'll stand with you.
All right, so we dodged a bullet, I think.
I'm good with chips.
I agree.
Right. I think we're all right. Shoot.
That means not everybody will hate Janine the way they hate me.
Oh, yeah, you're done. You're done. I think we dodged the bullet. We're getting chips, side of chips.
We're taking care of her now.
Right, now, see, now Janine's on our good side.
Michelle? Dead to me.
Who?
Bob?
Who?
I don't know.
I don't recall that name.
Sorry, she's not standing next to me either.
I don't even see her. I don't even know what we're talking about.
We're having chips.
We're thinking we dodged a bullet because Janine's chosen chips.
I think so, too. I was worried. I thought that when she was in that shop over there at United Kingdom, and a lot of you will probably know which shop it is. It's the one that's directly across from the Rose and Crown. It's called Twining's Tea Shop. And I thought that when Janine was in there talking with the cast member, she went up to the cast member and said, "What do you have in here that's the heaviest, the biggest amount of food I can buy for $5? And when the cast member started looking in drawers and opening up cabinets, I started to get worried. But then when Janine left, I felt...
Sorry to interrupt. You're missing prime opportunities.
Why?
You gotta stand in line because listen to the reactions these people have.
What? Okay. What am I missing?
So we're here and we're checking out, and he goes, "As soon as I put this order in for 11 chips, they're gonna think it's a joke."
It kind of is.
But yeah, try to say insane.
Okay. It is paid for.
It's paid for. And he called them chips, not French.
You know, Fred brings up a great point, and we're totally missing the reaction of the cast members when we come in and have 11 bags of Sour Patches and 11 orders of chips.
When you plop down 11 bags of sour, extreme sour grossness.
Grossness, I like that.
And the girl at the counter goes, "Would you like some candy?" Like, literally, it was so hilarious. Yeah.
Okay, so
the cast member actually has to tell you, please go up there and make sure to tell them you are actually serious. There's a problem here.
Well, he actually, when he first said, you know, he goes, "I'm sorry? 11 orders of chips?"
And I do just want to point out early in the game that we've been at this an hour, and this is our second country.
Yeah, we really have to start picking up this pace.
Yep, absolutely. Or this might be breakfast, lunch, dinner, and breakfast tomorrow if we're not careful.
The sugar will probably help us pick up the pace shortly, though.
I tell you, the sugar's already hitting, and I'm dizzy.
It is hitting.
Not for nothing, that we hit a wall in Canada because it took us a long time to finish what we had to finish.
Yeah. When you have somebody a bag of 140 things, it's going to take you a while to eat 75% of that,
right?
Especially when it tastes like that.
I still haven't had anything to drink yet, and I'm having a tough time here.
Oh, boy. Uh-oh. Oh,
you're kidding.
Oh, awesome.
Oh, that's awesome. We've just been informed by the cast member that's taking the order. A man named Lee in the United Kingdom is a listener, and he realized what we were doing, so that's kind of funny.
That's funny.
That's funny.
Anybody.
Here we are at United Kingdom, and Janine, our gracious host for the United Kingdom Pavilion, has picked gracious. Janine, why don't you tell our audience what you selected for us?
So we went with the side of chips from the fish and chips place here. We initially were thinking, oh, maybe the fish and chips, but it did not make the price limit. And then as we were checking out, found out that you could actually order one piece of chip for under $5. But we decided we didn't want actual physical illness by the end of today, so we went with the chips.
I'll tell you, there were a lot of chips for the money, and a lot of us finished them. They were very, very good, so very filling. But here's the thing. They're filling, but we're only on our second pavilion, so it may have been a very wise choice by Janine to fill us up.
And we won't forget it later.
No, we will not forget it.
We're going to move on to France, and Laura Thompson, who is in charge of France, has already gone up ahead to Scheme to see what she's going to give us. So the next time you hear my voice, we will be in France. We're here with Laura. We're in France, and she's making a decision. Laura, what have you decided?
Well, I haven't decided yet. I'm trying to decide what will inflict, you know, a reasonable amount of pain here. I don't know. France was a strange call for me because of all the pavilions here. It's the one I usually walk past, I have to say. I'm not as familiar. I'm not very versed with their offerings. So it looks like they have a lot of interesting large items. So we'll see what we come up with.
Okay. We are here in France, and Laura Thompson is about. Laura Thompson is our host for France, and she's about to reveal what we're all going to eat on this version of Sip and Snack. So now, the next voice you'll hear will be Laura telling us.
Well, I know that everybody said that they were awfully, awfully thirsty, which is why I decided to go very simple with chocolate croissant.
Everybody's like,
Actually, well, let's see them first, I guess.
No, I don't want to look. Just blindfold me and feed me.
Somebody else is paying.
They're not giant.
This is Mike again. We're just walking out of France, and you can tell from the tone of my voice that it's already starting to take its effect. Laura had picked chocolate croissants. We all had them. They all went down pretty smoothly. I think that it was a very deceiving kind of smoothness that went down. I think we're going to feel it later. Fred, what do you feel?
Yeah, I'm kind of regretting the champion attitude I had and going for the full 100%. This is the third country, and we still haven't had anything to drink. So a chocolate croissant was definitely on the dry, you know, I think I was eating a sock point. You know, so, yeah, I'm dying for something to drink.
Mike, how did you find it?
Well, I had something to drink to wash that down. I'm glad I did, because it was very dry. It was good. It would have been good on its own, but add that on to chips and Sour Patch things. It's been a rough morning so far. We're only country three. Right?
Yeah, I'm starting to get a headache. And actually, I had a moment of insanity. I also had dry mouth, and I went back in the store to get a bottle of water, and a chocolate chip cookie looked pretty good. But I decided, yeah, I'm serious.
Oh, my God.
And I said, no, no, I'll regret it later, you know.
Yeah, I think our pace, like I'm watching, I was just watching, you know, part of the group as we were walking over to Morocco, and I'm noticing the pace is already slowing down, and man, that's very scary considering we still have
a lot of walking to do. We have 8 pavilions to go.
Oh my God.
So the next stop is Morocco, and the evil Chris Eliopoulos
is already there.
So the next voice you'll hear will be me talking with Chris and getting his ideas as to how he's going to torture us.
I am afraid.
Have you tasted it yet?
No, but it's liquid, so.
No.
Oh, that's good.
No, it's not.
Yes,
try it.
It is.
I want to get Fred's reaction.
It's awesome.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
It's awesome.
You know what it tastes like? Oh, God. You ready for this? It tastes like multiple sticks of Doublemint gum in water.
No, in your iced tea. That's exactly what it is. It's awesome.
I don't any tea. I just taste awesome. Like...
No, not at all.
Already chewed Doublemint gum.
I need some Splenda. Splenda.
We're here with the evangelical Chris Eliopoulos. Chris, your decision was surprising to me. What did you come up with?
I got you all Moroccan mint iced tea. So far, we've been getting a lot of dry foods that everybody's been kind of torturing each other with. And I figured, you know, we're really running a marathon, not a sprint. And I figured we all needed like a palate cleanser and sort of get us moving. So the only beverage I really found that was able to stand by the under $5 and from this country was the mint iced tea. They had sangria, but that's not typical to the country. And they had slushies, which again are not typical to the country. And they had a beer, but the beer was $5.99, which I'm imbibing because the rules don't apply to the host. So that was my choice.
So I think we're all kind of very gracious. I know I was surprised. I think that one of the
Mike
things that...
Not happy with it.
Mike, what's up?
I did not like that.
What up with that? What up with that?
No. That doesn't help.
The singing doesn't help.
Anybody, Annette, what did you think of the choice bite?
I loved it. It was refreshing. I chugged it on down. It's gone. That was good. No sugar added. I did it as it came. No Splenda, no sugar.
Can I just say, even after Michelle, I still got the iced tea.
Yeah. Ooh.
There was a little thought there.
But you know.
Six splendids?
So that means that not only will Fred be skipping between now and Mexico, but I think Becky will be skipping along with him arm in arm.
Again, choices at the end of the line. At the end of the line. I'm now just looking forward to that.
And look what's next. Look what's next.
Go ahead, man.
Okay, I want to talk to him before
Brian.
You go.
Brian, you have Japan?
I do.
What are you thinking?
I'm thinking it's a hot day.
Oh,
not good.
No, this is the scariest of them all.
I'll just die. Breaking news, just inside of Japan, it seems that Brian has bypassed the pavilion and has gone straight to the kakigori stand. Fred!
Oh, no. Oh, no. Hold on a second. I have to take a...
I don't want to know what you're taking. Let's keep moving while Fred does his whatever he's doing. Laura, what are you hearing, Laura?
I married a very, very evil man.
I used to like him, too. It's a shame that I won't ever talk to him again.
More importantly is, what flavor is he going to make us all eat?
Yeah, that's what I'm afraid of. Cherry the other day wasn't so bad. Here we go. Let's go over. Let's see what he's... What are we doing here?
Plum wine for everybody.
Oh, it's different. Where's Fred? Fred, we have a change in plans. Does he really?
He hates plum wine.
I thought he
the other day, and he said I can't stand drinking plum wine. It's awful.
Oh,
it's too sweet. Fred, the other day we had sake with him, and he didn't want any plum wine.
Fred's been pitched a curveball.
We all have. I thought I was only the kakigori here. I didn't realize they had the sake and the plum wine.
Take back everything we were saying about Brian as we were walking.
We were saying some pretty heavy stuff.
Well, it looks like Brian is getting the kakigori.
And Brian is getting... Okay.
Oh, wow.
Let's get Fred's reaction.
Fred!
What's going on, Fred?
Excuse me?
Why the upset face?
Because I don't really like plum wine at all.
I've never had it.
It's very, 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 very... Hold on a second. Very, 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 very sweet.
I guess it's sweet, folks.
From Japan.
Yeah, I think I'd probably be better off with maple syrup.
Would you give it yourself?
Ever.
Wow.
Have you ever had plum wine?
No, this is my first.
Oh, gosh. This is what I get? This is what I get for trying to take care of you? You learn my secrets and then you turn on me?
Wow.
I have no idea what you're talking about. This is awesome. This is awesome.
This ice wine herself, you know. That's what happens when you drink white wine, you know? You saw all this sweet stuff. Oh.
Yummy, yummy.
Curse.
I can edit.
Brian, you're a
good karma's coming to him for this one.
Oh my gosh.
What happened?
Oh, yuck.
It's bad?
It tastes like...
It does not. It tastes very good.
It tastes like cough syrup.
No, I don't want it. All right, so wait a minute here. Scope and I are going to chug it. Anybody else?
I'll chug it.
The faster
it's
we
a little
do,
earlier to chug.
Why are you...
It tastes like cough syrup.
It's not tastes
like
cough
maple
syrup.
Syrup of Japan.
Okay, you know what? You didn't like the tea next door?
I don't like this. I like the tea better. I retract.
That's what Annette says.
I said the same thing. This is like cough
Here's
syrup.
Wow!
Oh God! Quick, get me a bag! Hey, I think I'm done.
Yeah, done.
Woo!
I guess it's too late to say I'm on the ice.
Wow. Brian, we're here in Japan, and Brian Thompson has just... This is what they call in the wrestling circles a swerve, because Brian walked over to the cart that has the kakigori. We all thought, oh man, we're in line for kakigori, but Brian pulled a swerve, and we all were treated to plum wine. And Brian, what was your thinking on that?
Well, it's a hot day. And, you know, cold wine would go good.
Cold wine would go good. But, and Brian...
The thing about that wine, and that's that it was cold. That's it. Everything else about it was just awful.
It's almost like it was cold sake, almost, you know?
No, definitely not sake.
Not as heavy.
No, the flavor is just...
And Brian picked for himself a kakigori. So now, while we have Masayo, before Masayo leaves, Masayo, we got Masayo now is going over to America, and she's going to try to think of what we can get over there. This will be a challenge because there's a lot of things over there that aren't under $5. So are you thinking about anything, Masayo?
I have two things in my mind now, and I will try to see which is better or worse.
That was an evil laugh. So we'll find out in a few minutes what Masayo has in store for us.
I have a word just to share with her. I have to tell everybody, you know, as disgusting as it may sound, that it tasted bad going down, and it's tasting just as bad as it's coming back up.
What goes down must come up.
Are you having the same trouble I am? I'm having more trouble this year than the past two.
Yeah, I think so, you know, and I think that the reason why is that, you know, we all kind of thought we were going to stick to a plan, and I don't think that that plan has been sticking at all. You know, there's been a lot of change-ups, and, you know, so what? Just when I thought I had this down, no.
Yeah, it's much more difficult. And the past, we were able to pick what we liked.
Yeah, see, that's true. You had a lot more control over your destiny. In this case, you know, you're taking, yeah, there is no control. You're just sucked in, and you have to do it, or everybody laughs at you, which right. They do anyway.
Which I never, in a million years, would have picked Plum Wine myself, so.
No, I was quite, actually, and again, we thought that he was going for the Kakigori, which would have been a filling thing, and
right.
Of course, he's enjoying his Kakigori while we all drank Plum Wine.
I hope he chokes on it.
Yeah, see, choke on it. There you go, pal.
Yeah. You are now my buddy. That was awesome. I enjoyed the wine. Thank you.
Okay. Fred is speechless. Look at the look he's giving you.
Okay, we are in America, and from the sound of my voice, you can tell that we're all starting to slow down. Masayo did a real, real deep research on what was offered in America, and one of the problems that she had was trying to figure out what was specific to the American pavilion. Masayo, you did all the research, and what did you decide?
I decided the apple blossom things, and like apple pastry things, and with the soft serve of vanilla ice cream.
But it was apple, which was almost like apple pie with ice cream. Mm-hmm.
Like apple cobbler, I think.
And she was actually
warm and cold.
So it was warm cobbler with ice cream, and we all enjoyed it. And what did you get for yourself?
I got for myself at the vanilla soft serve ice cream.
With a very nice waffle cone. So, we're at America. We've got about four to go, and we're heading over to Italy. Yeah, we're going over to, the heavy hitters are coming up. People like Mr. Newell and Mr. Block, Mr. Scopa and Annette and Becky. Becky. So now the veterans are going to, veteran play comes in too. And the first of the veterans to go forward will be Mike Newell with Italy. Mike, what are you thinking about Italy?
I have no idea. Since Italy doesn't have a counter service area, it's going to be tough. I'm going to have to go, and I'm not going to take as long as Masayo, but I'm going to have to do some study. Maybe somebody can come with me and give me a hand. Fred.
Yeah.
Not Fred.
Yes, Fred.
Yes.
Fred.
All right, we're heading to Italy.
See you there.
Let's go.
Now, Fred, you and I have been walking around the last few minutes in Italy, and our choices are very small here in Italy.
Yeah, I really feel like we're being very limited to what we can get. You know, there's Tutto Italia where just a bowl of lettuce was $9. So
yeah.
That wasn't going to work. It was out of the rules, and we couldn't sit down. So, you know, there is, I mean, unless you want to do a chocolate quarter.
Yeah, you know, we did that the last time. And
such
when
a cheat.
It was a little cheating because it's so easy. And I don't want to get off cheap either. I mean, to buy for the group of us would be $3.
That's right, yeah, no, so that wouldn't work either. So
I'm thinking, ladies and gentlemen, that for Italy, cannolis. Hey, Mike, I noticed the crowd's getting a little quiet as we go.
Yes, I think that most of us are settling down for a long winter's nap. We just finished Italy, and Mr. Newell decided on, well, I'll let Mike tell you what he decided on.
He went with the cannoli. Oh.
Yeah, long, many levels. It's very thick and heavy cream on the inside of that. And it felt like a bar of cream that's sitting there now is a lump.
I grew up watching my grandmother make cannolis, and I got sick of cannolis by the age of 8. So when Mike came to us with 10 cannolis, and you have to look at the expression on the cast member's face when you order 10 of these things, I just kind of said, ah, man. But was able to get through it, and most of us were able to, including Mr. Eliopoulos, who loves cannolis. Right, Chris?
Leave the gun, take the cannoli.
So we're now moving over to Germany, and as you all have heard these Sip and Snack episodes, you know that Fred Block hates marzipan. Well, guess what? He's the host of Germany for this Sip and Snack, so he's in there planning something. Marzipan all around, which I think would be a mistake, because if he does go with marzipan, they're smaller than, let's say, a pretzel or whatever. If I was Fred, I'd go for the pretzel, but I think he's going to go for the marzipan.
I agree with Mike. I think that the evilness in me would have said, yeah, pretzels all around, because pretzels are heavy. The bread is very filling. Pretzels would have been my choice.
You could tell that Becky agrees with us, because she's moaning about the pretzel.
Oh, the pretzels would just...
They're humongous.
Oh, they're huge, and it's very, very heavy bread, so there's not going to be a lot... There's no room really left in the stomach now. What's going to be left after
the... The good thing, bad thing, depending on how you want to look at it, is the heat and humidity here is getting a little warm now, too, which is...
Yeah, it's not helping.
Do
you think we have one alcoholic beverage? You think he's going to go with the dark beer?
He's not at the heavy line. I don't see him at the beer line. He's inside.
Oh.
That's the scary part.
We know where he is.
He's at the most of him.
Should we walk over there and see?
All of that food that was so large. Remember?
We'll let every...
time, all that large portion of food.
We'll let everybody know soon.
Just ran into Fred right outside the Sweet and Cookie Shop. Fred, what is in your evil mind? I mean, your brilliant mind.
You know, I really think that I'm going to go easy on everyone.
All right, he's frightening me. I think he's being a little bit of sarcastic.
You know what, the thing, you know what I found? To be honest with you, I found another marzipan bar that is twice the size of the one we had last year for the same price. But because we've had so much sugar today, I think I'm going to take an alternative route. And, well, why don't I just surprise you all with it? Why don't you guys have a seat somewhere and give me a few minutes, and then I'll come and share all of the wonderful choices that I've made with you.
Crap.
Fred.
Wait, he's going in the Oktoberfest. He's going...
Lunch buffet and...
I called it. He's going to the beer line. He's going to get his dark beer and make... No?
No, wait.
The big, huge dessert things we saw before.
Out of the pretzel.
The pretzels? He said no sugar. He's fine.
I'm going to go sneak and find out. Hold on. Come on. Somebody come with me. We're going to sneak and find out. Annette's coming with me. We're going to walk inside.
Why did he jump the line?
I don't know. He's smiling.
He's grinning. From
he's smiling.
Let's get him ordered.
Let's get in line with him and see what he's. Let's get it. When he actually orders it.
Oh my God.
They're actually pretty small, so, but it's still something different. I think.
Wait a minute. I want his reaction.
I would like to have. I think I'd like to have the Oktoberfest, but I don't like the darker. I like the lighter.
It's not the Oktoberfest. Light up on the specs.
Oh, so which one is the? That's what?
The dark one is Oktoberfest. The light one is specs.
Okay, I think I'm gonna have the Vex.
Okay.
One.
Oh, no!
And I'd like to have 10 hand-twisted pretzels.
No!
He.
That's a MasterCard moment if I've ever had one. No. Wait. Room charge, please. Wait for it. They don't know what they're in for yet.
What more could there be?
It's just, it's a little pretzel.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, we know this, how big they are.
A little pretzel. Right? Little pretzel.
You can shrink them.
Yeah, you can shrink them. We're not going to do that, though.
Well, it's official. Fred. No, let him carry it himself.
No, well, I want to choose a smaller one.
It's a good thing. Look what he could have gotten.
Look what he could have gotten, though. He could have killed us with the desserts.
I
could enough.
Oh my god.
It's out of the price range.
Oh, is it? Oh,
oh thank goodness.
Listen to that. He's already thought that one through. We could have.
Oh, look at the pretzels. We were actually. Look at the size of those things. They're actually.
They are Godzilla pretzels.
They're pulling them out of.
They're bigger than the plate.
They're pulling them out of the oven as we're standing here.
She has no problem with you drinking the beer and all 10 pretzels. We don't either.
That beer looks really good.
Wait, oh my god.
No, no, they're good.
They're really good and salted, right?
They're good.
Okay, good. Just making sure. No, she said
wow.
They're really well salted.
Wow.
Did you? Oh my god.
Are there 10 there already?
Here, I'll take a tray.
Watch, there's only 5 on that one tray.
6, there are 4 more coming.
Four more
Look at that. You know you're in trouble when there's only 6 on the tray.
I was actually kidding.
I think I'd like to carry my beer and one tray, just so that I can.
Look at that.
Little tiny pretzels.
You got the other set? You got the other 4? You all right?
Ridiculous.
You want me to take that?
Where's the small one? Is there a small one anywhere?
Holy moly! Okay. I'm going out to the other guys who are waiting patiently for the announcement. And I don't know where they are. They were all looking. Look at the faces. They were all looking to see what it is. Look at Mike smiling. Mike's got the biggest smile.
Look at these nice little pretzels I got for you guys. And you know what? I will toast to you all with my Bex.
Boo.
Yeah. So when I looked at it, I first went up to the cast member and I said, how big is the pretzel? And she goes, oh, it's pretty big. And I'm like, let me see. And then she went in and she picked it up with 2 hands. And I said, oh, wow, that's perfect. they are huge.
Thanks, Fred.
You're welcome. Anytime.
Are you still recording?
Mm-hmm. But you know something?
I went on the public record. I hate Fred Block.
Yeah, see, well, that was always known. But the Bex beer that I'm having is really good and cold.
Yeah, enjoy that.
Yeah, I enjoy it. Thank you. I appreciate
choke on it.
I'm afraid, though.
Okay, so let's see. We could do pot stickers. There's egg rolls. Chinese hot tea. That just wouldn't be nice. Iced peach oolong tea. Wonder if I could order it with bug. What do you think?
Bug is extra.
Okay, let's go back in the store and see what they've got. Yeah, that's... Okay, let's look in the store.
Okay. Okay, we're back at the Lotus Blossom Cafe.
What?
What about a smoothie? Don't help her out.
No. I think I'm going to do this in Mr. Testa's honor.
What?
Take one for me. I'll have everybody else take one for me.
The slush?
Nope, it's not the slush.
Hot sticker.
It's the peach oolong non-alcoholic tea with peach juice in it.
Great. What are you getting for yourself?
I'm trying to figure that one out.
There's a discussion between the cashier cast member in the back of, do we have enough?
I'm sorry, I went on the wrong side. Okay, let's call it. And so I can't just buy like an egg roll. I get just one egg roll for me.
It's
one?
Style.
It's what? No, I don't want 2 pieces. Oh no. I have to come up with something for me. It's slowing down the whole process.
Annette's having trouble deciding for herself.
Having trouble for me. I just want a fortune cookie and I can't buy one. Let me get the 10T and then I'll figure me out.
Oh, the 10T, right?
Yep. What do you need to get for me?
I would get the egg roll.
There are 2 of them.
Can you get a fortune cookie?
No, I can't. I can't have a fortune cookie.
How about the red bean ice cream?
Thank you.
What? There's some cheating going on.
Wait a minute. He has no idea what you're saying. If you talk to them,
you can talk to him.
But I can't do it and him not hear it. Hello?
Oh, there's the boss.
Thank you.
The manager is here. Annette, but see, I could so rat you out because you didn't pay for that.
Shut up! Watch this.
Annette is handing me cash to shut my mouth.
No, I'm handing the manager cash, so I paid for it.
The manager
people behind me now. Everybody's watching.
I know they're going to hate us because we ordered 10 drinks. And does everyone...
I'm coming.
Do they know or...
All I told them to come to the Lotus Blossom.
The manager has gotten involved.
The manager has gotten involved.
So the manager is helping in it personally.
Wow. What is Annette getting?
A fortune cookie.
A fortune cookie? Can she get that?
She's... The manager is getting her one.
Wow.
The reaction to the cast members were priceless when she ordered. Look at Fred's face. She needs it.
Wait, we got it.
Yeah.
No, I got it. I serve everybody.
Up. Fred, why the crazy look?
Because I just threw out that rest of my beer because I couldn't drink anymore.
Look at Vasayo. Vasayo has passed out. Laura, I think it's safe to say that everyone is done already.
Bring it on.
Brian's still there. Anyone?
I'll make an effort.
I gotta say, this is a little bit different than last year, because last year we were all on our own trying to make the advantage for what we were doing. The smallest thing we could find that met the rules. This is... evil. It's evil. It's just plain, pure, unadulterated evil.
Chris, this is your first time. What do you think?
You know, I came down here because I really liked you guys, because I thought you were the nicest people in the world.
We're never going to see him again. I know it.
This is a lesson of humanity. You people are evil from the deep down depths of your souls.
Dude, Masayo, you look like you were falling asleep.
I'm so full, and I don't know I'm going to make it to the last night.
Would you agree that this is much more difficult than last time?
It's not comparable. I'm just saying.
Very good. Janine, you were here with us on the last one, too. Is this much more difficult than the first time?
Yeah, this is way worse.
Even Janine is saying this is way worse.
You see what she got?
Yes, and Annette has gotten...
a fortune cookie, which I did pay for. I had to go back and pay for it.
Now, to keep that.
A dollar.
To keep in.
For one fortune cookie. I call BS on that.
Is there a receipt? She did give her. I was a witness.
But did she take it as a tip, or did she actually charge you for the
fortune? No, because the fortune cookie is given that as a side.
You know what? I'm not buying that. I'm going to check.
There's a challenge. We have a challenge, ladies and gentlemen. Fredlock has decided. Mike's cup is already finished.
I was really thirsty. It's like 85 degrees out here, so I was really thirsty. So.
Oh my gosh, he finished it already. if I can get this, if there's no price or anything for me to get one of these, Annette, you're going to have to eat 50 of them. All right, hold on.
There he goes.
I gave him money for it. That's fine.
And to keep things in perspective, the manager had gotten involved. The manager got involved because they didn't believe at first that Annette was ordering 10 teas for the group. So.
If you sweet talk the manager.
I don't know. Well, that is perfect for you. Would you care to say what your fortune is?
So here's my fortune, Mike. You ready? To be great. Is to be misunderstood. That is my fortune.
What is Becky? Are you waiting for the ruling? Is that what?
Because if it's not available to the general public to purchase,
that's a second. That's a second challenge.
It's not available to the general public.
This is not as bad. This is much better than the thing that. The manager is trying to figure out with Fred. We have a challenge. Annette, you may be in some serious trouble here. Well, I agree.
I paid.
And how much could a fortune cookie really cost?
I gave him $3 for a fortune cookie.
I was going to say, 50 cents?
$3 for a fortune cookie.
That's stuff that they give you when you order food.
So
it's not...
I think this is kind of funny.
Janine, do you believe in the challenge? Are you also adding to the challenge? Are you adding to the challenge as well? Janine's keeping quiet. The problem I have with this is that it's kind of warm. Like, it needs a lot of ice. It needs a lot of ice. Like, if it had a quarter of... I agree with you. I think what you did was proper. I don't feel that it was... You know what? Oh, no. Is Fred bringing the bag over? Here's Fred. Fred, what is the ruling, Fred?
Okay, so since I've gone up there, I've been asking, and four people have all looked at each other and said... I don't know. We don't sell fortune cookies.
Okay.
You were there.
Wait a little, but again, if you threw a dollar at me, I'd be thankful.
I didn't throw the money to the fortune cookie.
But they're not allowed to accept gratuity, though.
You asked for a fortune cookie, and they just gave you a fortune cookie.
I asked if I could buy a fortune cookie.
Oh, no, no. I don't know. I'm going to defer this one to you, Mr. Scope. I'm asking for an inquiry into a potentially scandalous, you know, event that's occurring.
We have an inquiry to the chairman, and the chairman needs to make a decision. And he's thinking, he's got his arms folded, he's thinking, here is the wise decision.
The problem I have with this, if there's any problem, is that we all should have been involved in agreeing to this. Or at least six of us, because it's not on the menu. It was a good thought. I give you credit for that. But I think that we all should have had some kind of a say in this to say if it was okay.
That would make everybody feel better.
Like an egg roll or something like that.
That's too easy. That's too easy.
That's two. They wouldn't go to one. Yeah.
I'm thinking the punishment should be something that's twice
the now he thinks, oh, wait a minute.
Okay, for those of you who are not watching, the manager just came out and he gave us two plates. One is a...
Oh, yeah, that's great.
His name is Haiyan. He just came here. And he has brought out two plates. One is filled with about 10 fortune cookies, and the other one is filled with... egg rolls, and we just got hot sauce and soy sauce and duck sauce and everything.
Hello! All right, but is it on the menu? Is it regularly on the menu that anybody can walk up and say...
Now we're all asking the manager. We're asking if the fortune cookie... We're asking if someone can go up and
Yeah, I asked if everybody could buy a fortune cookie, and everybody kind of was looking around saying, hold on, one minute.
Just let me know.
So.
Just let me know.
See, I don't know. That's a one-up. I don't know. It's still a gray area.
Just give me the egg roll, everybody.
Yeah. Oh! Thank you very much. Thank you. So the manager of the restaurant.
I didn't pay for this either.
The manager of the restaurant comes in and changes things a little bit by granting us a plate full of egg rolls and a whole plate full of fortune cookies.
Alright, wait a minute.
We should all, yeah.
We put her into something here, so let's all leave. In honor of
Annette's new and creative manner of cheating.
So the manager comes back and makes sure that we're all happy by giving us more food. What's wrong with this picture? Talk about a backfire.
That was great. Look, you finished those. I love Scopa. He's my favorite.
I'm still on the record saying that she did right.
I truly believe that you did right.
You know, the funny thing
did
was...
Did not pay for these.
I think the funny thing is that the manager thought we were unhappy that we couldn't buy fortune cookies, so he comes back with more food for free. I mean, how do you argue that? Talk about a backflip.
Oh, today. And Mike is off to Norway while he scopes out his...
This time I need to go with him.
His demise.
Everybody agrees with what he's getting. That's what I want to know.
I'm sorry, Ned. I still agree with you.
Wait, we have a challenge on the table.
Challenge.
There's a challenge on the table. Fred has been challenged to down 10 packs of hot sauce for a $100 donation to Deb's breast cancer charity, the Avon Walk for Breast Cancer. Fred.
I was thinking more along the lines of like 2, maybe 3, or maybe 5, and you know, that wasn't good enough, so.
No, you said 5.
So now
without
we're
chaser, so with chaser.
10 with a chaser.
With chaser, 100 bucks to charity.
So I have to down 10 hot sauce packs. Chaser is a, I don't know what, a quarter or maybe just less than a quarter of a cup of peach tea. So
I'll give you mine too.
I don't know. $150?
$10 per pack.
Say what?
Come over here. I need a better. There is some challenging going on here.
A little more than we can chew, but I can't wait to hear this one.
Keep in mind, we still have 2 countries left.
2 countries left. So, how about, because we still have Norway and Mexico.
Fred is...
Of course, Mexico is really well known for its hot sauce, isn't it? How about we do 10 of these here with chaser, 5 of something, or let's pick a hot sauce that's over there in Mexico as well, for an extra 100 to a different charity.
Wow.
Yeah, but now you could go with something habanero, which is going to put me in my grave, so there's got to be limitations here.
We have a Magic Maze cruise. I'm not putting you in the grave.
How about we do this? Why don't we do the 10 here now then? And revisit the second part of that challenge after, if I'm still walking.
Do I detect a backpedal?
Well, I'm being careful because now, you know, I don't know what's going to be offered up in Mexico. I know there could be some pretty hot sauce there. And,
All right, how about this? All right, how about this? 10 of these now for the $100 to the Avon Walk. 100 bucks to my pet charity. For at the very least, to do 5 packets of whatever hot sauce is over there, which they have just the packet things. And then we can revisit it and see what else is over there to see if the ante might go higher.
All right, you're one.
We have a deal, ladies and gentlemen.
We may want to pull the others into this.
Yes, bring, and we need 3 more, we need 7 more packs of hot sauce. Fred is pondering whether or not he made a smart choice at this point.
It was still 2 more countries.
But I have learned over the years... I have learned over the years not to bargain with Becky. Not to bargain against Becky. Because she comes right back with guns a-blazing.
He's the one that opened up the door and he said, hey, I'll you know... He looked at me and said, what would I get if I downed, you know, 5 of these? And I'm like, you know, that's 5? 5.
And here they are. Yeah. Fred is studying the packet.
That, you know, I'm really not sure what I'm going to get in this because I haven't tasted any of them yet.
It could be very bland.
They could be really painfully hot, or they could be weak and mild.
Which means it's probably not really that hot over here.
Wait, should we get one? Should we try taste one to see?
Say, hold on. See, so I was going to say, I think I have enough here. Oh, no, I don't. So... We need to get one more so that Becky can at least do one with me.
I'm not doing one.
So that she can understand what it's going to be like for me.
I will come under here and taste it, but I'm not going to do a packet. Because I know my limits, and I'm the one willing to pony up the money.
Okay, so...
guess it's just all me then.
I'm gonna give one a taste, just to see.
Well, we're busy. I'll put a little. It's hot, but it's not.
Oh, Lord. Baby. Ew. Oh.
Thank you.
No, because he's got the electronics, and then we'll lose all of it. Everything. There's no hurling allowed.
It's not the hottest thing I've ever tasted. No, but it's
uncomfortable. And 10 of those. I mean, one sprinkled around an entire meal would probably be enough, but 10 swallowed like a drink?
Like a drink would, I think, probably it'd be enough to burn your esophagus pretty good, unless you're Mike Scopa.
It definitely wouldn't taste good.
No.
You wouldn't think,
Not in the least. I would not be, using it as a before or after dinner cocktail.
Exactly. I totally agree.
One of the most appetizing things.
All right. Has he got one open? That's one.
Oh, that's a face. That is just a...
Oh, my God!
That is a brilliant...
Nine to go.
Ziggy-zaggy, ziggy-zaggy, hoy, hoy, hoy!
He's sucking it down like a straw.
Ugh. I really want that chaser already.
That's two.
What is a chaser, by the way?
The glasses have come up. Beads of sweat are forming on his forehead.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. You should have maybe tried this before you made this.
Here's three.
Here we go. I'll be nice. If you have to bail, dude, I'll give $10 to everyone.
He's gonna... He may hurl.
Oh, I can't feel the back of my throat.
Seven more to go.
I think we should take several of these packets along for Mr. Scopa, since he is not here, and present another challenge to him, perhaps, that he can outdo Fred.
Fred is on number four. Six more to go.
That's awful. I think I would be better off drinking balsamic vinegar. Oh. I'm watering.
He's not even halfway done yet.
And the sweat is, his face is bright red, and the sweat is standing out on his forehead.
Yes, the face is definitely bright red.
I don't know whether this is a happy thing or guilt, or if I should just laugh maniacally. I'm not exactly sure.
I think it's painful to watch.
Exceedingly painful to watch.
Here's number five.
I said, at this point, if he wants to bail, I'll do $10 for everyone he's done. So he's got the ability to get out of it.
Ah! It's starting to taste like a Bloody Mary. It really is. I can't feel my tummy anymore. My tummy is out of my tummy.
Halfway done. Five down, five to go.
Words of encouragement. What else do you want to do to make me cry this trip, Becky?
There's Mexico still. We still have
two countries left.
Original deal, five. I did five.
I told you, at this point, when you agreed to 10, I said, if you want to bail, $5 or $10 for everyone you've done. So you can stop now.
Roasting.
You can stop
roasting.
Now. And then we can do another five. Says the person that made us all eat extreme sour stuff.
16 pounds of extreme sour stuff.
Is it going to go good with hot sauce?
Canada. It's a lot of it.
He just finished the six.
You're doing great, man.
I can't talk anymore.
Now keep in mind, you're flying home tomorrow. Ha 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 ha!
Now we're gonna do Mission Space after this.
You do have 12 hours to digest, and you will be flying home tomorrow.
Right.
Fire in the hole!
I wonder, actually, at the end of all of this, maybe we'll offer some money to charity for those who want to go on Mission Space after the entire thing.
No.
Brian will go.
And there's seven for Fred.
Oh.
He's physically wiping the sweat off his face.
The chaser's still sitting here, by the way.
He hasn't had a chaser yet. The original green one was a chaser after five, and he's on seven without the chaser, so he's really... Yeah.
Maybe a couple more.
Here is number eight.
And hey, you're 4.5 minutes into this, Fred. You're doing great.
Wow. So I'm going to do more than two a minute?
Just watching them is, yeah, the first couple, but now, ugh.
Oh, God. Help me. Somebody help me.
Oh, wait, none of this is recording. We have to do it over.
Oh, the last one.
Oh, he's doing a double. He's doing a double. He's got a double.
He's got a
double pack. This could be it, folks. This could do him in for the day. Oh, God, I can't watch. I can't watch. I can't watch. I can't watch. Keep it moving. Yeah.
Oh, it's in my nose! Oh, oh God! You made it go in my nose! Oh, it burns! Oh.
Thanks, you old dude, for damn all
of this. What did I do? What did I do?
Look at him go! Look at him go!
Fred, you are the man.
That was one of the most incredible things I've ever witnessed.
Okay, well, I'm sure Scott's got something to top it.
Great.
And our good friend Becky in Mexico, because there's still a second piece of this that I'm afraid of.
Oh, boy.
My hat goes off to you.
Between here and our last stop.
You think it burns going in?
Oh, God, that's really nasty. Oh, look at my head. My head has got to be sweating.
Now on to Norway.
Oh, good. Michelle, it wouldn't have been as bad if when I was doing the double, Michelle wouldn't have made me laugh. And then had the hot sauce come right back up into my nose, which oh my gosh, it's lingering. I mean, the only thing that could have made this any worse was if I would have rubbed it into my eyes, and then I would have been doing the trifecta right about now. Oh.
Remember, we're now walking into Scopus territory, and he's been giggling like a madman.
He's had a half an hour.
Yeah, but you know what? I can't think of anything sweet right now going very well with that hot sauce. So, I'm very afraid of what he's thinking, and also what Becky's got in mind to cap off this adventure that we are having in Mexico. So let's see what Mr. Scopa has in mind while I try to catch my breath and stop crying like a little baby. People are looking at me like, oh my God, what's wrong with this guy?
You do look like you've been in the sun for a while.
It's like sunburn. All right, so where are we here? We're going to have to drink water right out of Maelstrom. We're going to have to drink water right from the ride. Oh no.
Oh no.
You better not stand in front of me, Chris.
Oh. I bore witness to what he's gotten. He's the most evil, vile, wicked human being on the face of the planet. We are all screwed.
Really?
Wait a minute, hold on. You were there and you couldn't put a stop to this?
No, he had already bought it. I came walking over and he showed me what it was. We're about to eat a brick.
Oh no.
Like, my stomach isn't all the way distended. It is going to be...
rupturing?
Yeah, I'm exploding after this one.
Great.
We have to eat 3/4 of this thing? There's no way. I don't think it's physical.
Well, let's go see what it is.
Yeah, Becky?
Yeah?
Yeah, let's go see. Let's go. Yeah, really?
Really?
Yes?
Michelle's already opted out accordingly. She said,
wait, ho!
She said she was opting out.
Oh, she dropped out? She lost? Okay.
She said, I don't know if she's...
not after us having to eat those vile...
Well, then we need to then talk about it. Now, she's going to pull that I'm diabetic, I'm this, I'm that.
No. We'll find an alternative for her, but she's not dropping out because I suffered through the extreme... the evilness of sourness.
You're here.
There's no way she's going to.
Okay, let's find out with Mr. Mike has in mind.
I can tell you right now, everyone's going to stop after this. You may not want to continue after this.
There's no way that's going to happen.
But we'll see what happens. I need everybody to sit down, and then I would like you to keep... Mike, we're going to record this when I reveal what everybody's going to have to eat, okay?
You reveal.
You want to reveal it now?
Yeah. What, are you going to wait?
All right, everybody... I double dog dare you to finish this. Everybody is getting one of these. You ready? Everybody is getting one of these.
Get out of here.
There are 50 cookies in here. They are known as Julia Marie's. They're biscuits with a slight taste of vanilla. They're...
really?
Really. Brian, you and I will go in and... and I will...
Fred, look at the size, Becky.
Do you remember that part when I used to call him my big brother?
Yes.
This is disowning. I think we're all in stunned silence. This is, if any, I wish you guys could see this, because it's, what, about a foot and a foot or so? Two? You are dead. You are so dead.
What's the price on it? $350. Crap.
Really? Really? Really, we're supposed to be done in 15 minutes.
Well, let's look at the bright side. There's 50 cookies. What's 75% of 50 cookies?
You're going to make me do math. Thanks.
Who's smart here? Michelle? What is 75% of 50 cookies?
75% of 50 cookies would be 35, yeah.
That doesn't help. It's still a lot of cookies. I say we beat them with it.
I was going to say, these could definitely do some damage if we were wielding them appropriately. He does have his back turned to us. We could probably, like, hit him really hard with this and run.
Laura, you look like you're pondering prayer. Is prayer going to help you at this point?
I'm not pondering prayer. I'm pondering murder.
What I have to say here is all of us are sitting here in complete stunned silence. There is not one happy individual here, which tells me that... oh, apparently Annette.
I wish you can see Fred's face. Fred looks the most worried. Wait a minute. Where's yours?
Oh, go get one.
What's this wee stuff when you don't have one? Miss Extreme Sour Puss?
Yeah, let's go find one for her. Everybody's got to be doing this. If we're all doing it. All right. So, hey, I mean, think about this, you guys.
Yeah, you guess.
I have an idea. Because everything, all of our challenges requires at least 6 people to vote on it, right?
Hold on.
We do have a majority that have to eat these things, so maybe we can vote on a few less.
You're missing the biggest point.
What's that?
He's not here.
Crap!
He's not here.
Oh, Mr. Sam Adams has an idea.
Yes. Fred?
That was a really wicked burp. I'm just saying, after 10 hot sauce packs. Oh gosh, it's making my eyes water again. Seriously. Holy cow, use your imagination already.
Oh. Honest to God, all you need is some mortar. This is just so dry.
Where's my stomach?
This is evil.
Oh gosh, I don't know. I might not make it to Mexico. I might not be able to make it to Mexico.
No, after I've been following the law.
know if I'm going to be able to eat 30
It's actually 37 and a half.
Oh, thanks.
Yes, bye.
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 I love you again.
I wouldn't go that far.
Can I take the dollar limits off in Mexico? Just to up the ante a bit? I don't know, Mr. Scopus sounds awfully confident that he's going to take anything you could give him with a smile. So why would we want to have a $5 limit, Mr. Scopa? I could swear that I'm throwing down a challenge, Mr. Scopa.
Says the man who just swallowed 10 hot sauce packets. With a smile on his face.
Most of the time.
Except when it's coming out of his nose.
Nobody is going to eat 35 of these.
No way.
Nobody.
If a majority of us agree, it's not really being kicked out of the competition. Because it was a ruling that more than six people agreed to.
Because before we started, we only agreed to 75%, right?
Excuse me, point of order. Product of Sweden.
Oh! Technicality.
Oh, man.
Technicality.
Oh, no technicality, because it had to be... Baltic State Pavilion includes Sweden and Norway.
It says Norway on the map.
Oh, there is a debate.
With everything. Can you get that? Point of order, can you get this anywhere else in Russia?
I'm not sure.
Wasn't it supposed to be only from that country? From that country, right?
Exactly.
Okay. How about this? So that, how about the amount of cookies that we're doing? We trade that off for the red flag over the country. Because these aren't from Norway.
These aren't Norwegian?
No, they're from Sweden. Hello?
Are the measurements different between Sweden and Norway?
Eating the fourth one now.
Is 35 equal 5 in Sweden?
Fred is not giving up.
No, that hot sauce made him a little cranky.
Oh my god. It was amazing.
Well, we've just come from Norway, and yours truly had the pleasure of presenting to my participants the 10th sip and snack item of the day, and it was with joy that I came across this package of biscuits with a slight taste of vanilla. They were called Julia Marie. There were 50 cookies in each package, so I bought all my colleagues a package, and so they would have had to eat 35 of the 50 cookies of the biscuits to continue. As far as I know, no one has eaten 35 yet. Fred has not given up.
I'm on my seventh one.
So sometime tonight before sun sets, he may finish it. The sound was the beautiful Fred Block chewing on a biscuit. We're now in Mexico, and Becky has the last say, and she's doing research. And we're all wondering what she has in mind. All I know is that she had an evil smile.
And she just went inside.
She just went inside the pavilion that looks like a Mayan temple. She was over here at the Cantina de San Angel. I think she was looking at frozen margaritas. So, been there, done that.
We already know where that goes.
Been there, done that. So,
well. Also the refried beans here, too.
Oh, man. Mike, what are you thinking, Mike? What do you think?
I'm in trouble. That's what I'm thinking. I'm having a much harder time this year than the first two.
We have assumed, we've tried to count the calories for those of you who are thinking about doing this. Taking it to the level that we've taken it, we're pretty sure we're somewhere in the area of 5,000 to 6,000 calories.
I would say more. The gummies in Canada alone was 1,200 calories.
Oh.
And that's one country. There's 11 countries. These biscuits, if we eat as much as we're supposed to eat, seven cookies, 125 calories for seven cookies.
So there are seven
servings.
Seven servings.
So you got to eat five minimum. Five servings minimum.
That's five, six something calories, 600 something calories. Just in two countries alone, almost 2,000 calories.
So that's 18. Plus we had the chips in the United Kingdom, which added about 600.
All the starch.
So that's 2,300. We had the chocolate croissants in France. That's another 600. So now we're talking 29, 3,000 by then.
And nothing much for the plum wine,
apple
obviously.
Apple cobbler in America. That probably was about 700 right there. So
oh, easy. With the, ice, with the ice cream, too?
The peach iced tea. Yeah, maybe a couple hundred.
How much in 10 packs of hot sauce?
That's a good one. The pretzel was probably 400 calories.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, Jesus.
So we're talking 4,000 right there.
The Godzilla pretzel.
What if we missed? Italy might give us the cannoli. That was 800.
Oh,
so we're talking five. So I'm guessing by the, if I'm correct in what I'm thinking Becky's going to give us, we're going to be close to, we're going to be around 8,000 calories. And I can tell you that, I know that for a fact, but when I run a half marathon, I burn between 35 and 3,700 calories. So we're talking a full marathon to burn everything. Just to even it out. So we'll see what happens. All right, we're going to wait and see. We'll come back. I'm going to come back and see what Becky has in store for us.
Okay, Mike and I are walking down the ramp in Mexico, heading to... Becky has gathered everyone together, and we're about to find out what's going on. She's got... What does she have in her hand?
Everything.
Oh, okay. So you have no idea, Ned?
I have no idea.
You know.
I kind of think I know, but I have no idea.
So tell us.
She's cackling.
Tell us.
She's cackling. No, just go ask. Look where we are. What are we in front of? We're by the tequila bar.
Quite frankly, I hope it's tequila shots.
She wants to tell.
Becky, I'm going to turn the microphone over to you.
We're standing in Mexico. See? And I'm looking at the brand new, just opened not too long ago, tequila bar. What a better way to cap off the afternoon than with a nice shot of tequila. A nice shot of tequila. Now, for those of you who do not drink, I already have the alternate set up with you. And I'm going to give the option to anybody who would like to take the out, because you're not going to want the out. It's probably... worse. But I do need kind of a ruling, because the way that they serve the tequila shots is in a flight. But if you divide them, it's three for $12. You divide it, then it's less than $5 a piece. Are you okay with it going on a flight? Since it's one item technically, but three goes into one flight. Right.
Keep in mind that in the flight, the shot is not a full shot either, though.
Right.
A third of a shot. So you need three shots, three glasses to do a shot and a half is approximately what makes three.
Well, actually, one glass is a shot here, so. Right, but for us, for our purposes here, because it's a nice pour for the shot.
The
so. The out would be across the street. Oh, no out? Okay, I'm going to go with Fred. Well, I guess because Janine doesn't drink alcohol, so I want to make sure. Yes, she drinks.
I don't think it was right for you to say what the out is. You either take what we're given,
okay,
or you choose what's behind door number two. And I say that with the utmost respect. It's number two.
Okay.
But you can't tell people what the out is. That's
not
fair.
You're right.
Unless you say, I don't want to.
And I will tell you, and the only reason I'm offering the out is because there's been some of you who have been really good to us in our choices. And so... But I know what you're going to do. if you take the out, it could be, what did you say?
Well, it's option behind door number two.
is the out an option?
The out, well, yes.
Shouldn't it be door number three?
Oh, no, this would definitely be door number two.
Yeah.
So, how many flights am I doing?
I'm in for a flight.
The majority of the group is doing the flight.
You're taking me out? Excellent. I need to go to two different locations.
Okay, so we just can't do
anymore after a while. All right. So you two will be going across the street, which after we get the flight, we'll go across the street, and then we'll reveal to you what is in store.
How many alcoholic beverages have we had already? We had the plum wine.
We have had the plum wine, and that's been it, really.
Crap.
Chris had a beer, but that was on his own. So this is legal.
Okay. I thought maybe we had an... The alternative might be worse, but I thought I'd ask.
Yeah.
But I don't think that's what it's going to be. Nothing. So are you doing shots? Why? But what?
But why?
What am I missing? What's going on?
She's never done a shot before.
You have never done a shot?
I've only done a shot at Peach Schnapps a week ago. It was the first time ever in her life.
Yes. So I don't know what I'm getting into.
So why are you not opting out?
Because I'm scared of what's
happening. Yeah, I am. That's the only reason why I'm doing it. Because I'm more frightened. I'm more frightened of what there could be.
The Lynn? I've got the cardboard Lynn here. Can I just down it down his mouth?
I think we need to. There we go.
I don't know. I don't do shots.
What's the problem with having to take shots and then having the instructions given to you on how to drink?
Did she realize we all drove here?
I didn't, thank goodness. But maybe I'm not riding back with you.
Let's go.
What if you drove here?
What if you drove here? You should probably plan on hanging out till, I don't know, around Illuminations.
Crap. Fred's still working on the cookies. Now, there's no time limit.
I
know, yeah.
That's a little more than a quarter of them.
Okay. What are you thinking?
I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to meet my family for dinner later. I'll try to concentrate on breathing.
Yes. Yeah, I was happy to do the shot. Becky had just given Masayo and Janine, who have decided to up out of the shots, a big old bowl of...
It appears to be beans and tar.
Beans and tar, I'm told. And that's just what it looks like. We're better off doing a shot.
At least the shot went down to
you. Well, all right. And she's also handed Fred 5 packets of something interesting.
Hot sauce packs from Mexico. Do you know something I don't, Becky?
Absolutely not. Notice I said whatever was out there on the cart, that was out there on the cart.
Okay, so the second part of the challenge that I did in China, which was 10 packs of hot sauce, is to do 5 more packs of hot sauce from Mexico. Wow, which was already tough to do in China. And this is straight up with no chaser again?
Straight up, no chaser.
All right, and what was the charity again?
This one is for
the pet charity. So I did a $100 charity donation. And now I'm going to do another $100 charity donation. Oh my gosh.
Here he goes. The first pack is now open.
I got to take the pictures first so nobody will believe it.
Now we can tweet these pictures.
One?
Just one? Here he goes.
Go.
There's one.
Oh, this is disgusting. People put this on their food.
Oh, the smell of it is just awful. And then I wouldn't sit. Wow, that's worse than a shot.
I wouldn't be sitting in the line of fire, Annette, if I were you.
You're the next guy.
No, if he goes that way.
Here's number two. OMG.
They all know that I'm full of it because it's disgusting. This tastes really bad.
Smells even worse.
Look at Brian. Yeah, are you trying to make me laugh with hot sauce? Really, please. I've already had one experience like that. I don't need to do two. You know, what's? I should add something obviously funny to Becky.
Here we go.
I couldn't help but notice that these things were hot. So, did you happen to pick the ones that were sitting out in the sun just to make it really even more enjoyable for me?
It was the only salsa hot sauce stuff they had sitting there. So.
Right. Sure. You can't do two at once because they're too.
And this is number four?
Forget the hot sauce.
I honestly can't watch. I can't watch. Between that and the smell of that.
Was that a tear? Are you crying?
No.
Your eyes are watering.
Hey, Annette, why don't you try?
Yeah.
See,
she's given that one.
She does a lot of talking, but I haven't seen her step up and take one hot sauce bag.
Good enough
for
next time.
No.
There we go. That's what I want to see.
What if we counter offered $100 to the same charity?
For you to do five.
Two.
I wish I would have done the tequila shot after this, because at least I would have had a better taste in my mouth.
There's a chaser on there.
Maybe you put them on the crackers. Leftover
scope of cookies. Oh, that's disgusting.
Oh. Well, it was an expensive day for me, but it was worth it. Look at that happy face.
Take that as a picture. Oh my goodness. And now Mike.
So as we end here,
say they're done.
As we end Sip and Snack 3. We have some awards to hand out.
Oh, no.
For us, the first award will be going to Becky Menken. Okay. During the course of Sip and Snack 3, I was observing everyone. Reactions. Smiles, frowns. And I think that Becky had the best disgusted look every time we... So, in order to honor her, I would say, I'm not sure which country. Canada was pretty good. Once, you know, as soon as you found out what was going to happen in Canada, I kept my eye on you for the whole trip around. So, with that in mind, you get the Sip and Snack 3 Worst Face Award for the expressions you made.
To see it,
dude. And you bring that to the next Sip and Snack because we will be turning that to the next person.
Very good idea.
Okay.
Oh, there's a chaser.
No, that's not what I was thinking after having five.
As always, we have new participants this year. We had Laura and Brian Thompson, and we had Chris Aliopoulos, and it was a very, very close. Judgment call, but we are giving the Rookie of the Year award to Chris Aliopoulos. Antacids.
Thank you. I treasure this honor.
He's taking them.
Don't bring them.
We now have some.
Yeah.
Jeremiah warned all of you.
Now. These next two awards were very, very, close. Boy, it was very hard. I would say within the last 5 minutes, this next award was pretty much decided. And Mr. Fred Block, we actually have a male and a female award. Male award this year, showing an amazing cast iron stomach, is none other than Fred Block! The gold goblet, which you will bring to the next sip and snack.
Fred Block and the Goblet of Fire.
You will, and you will be defending. You will be defending that, so you need to bring it the next sip and snack.
I will cherish it. Thank you. My honor.
And as you all may have surmised by now, an amazing first timer, showing so much gut, so much grit, Laura Thompson. You get the Goblet of Fire Award.
I will treasure it.
I'm sure you will. And every time you look at it, yes.
There
you go. And for everyone else, thank you. I'm sure that we're all a little tired now and a little full, and I don't know when we'll have this. This recording is gonna go sometime soon. For all of you listeners out there, I hope you enjoyed this. I want to thank Masayo. I want to thank Janine. I want to thank Annette. I want to thank Becky. I want to thank Laura, Brian, Chris, Fred, Michelle. Poor Fred. Just an amazing. And of course, my colleague, Mike Newell. So for everyone at WDW today, thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Stupid Judy, stupid energy.
This has been a production of Mouse World Radio. This episode of Walt Disney World Today is sponsored by MEI and Mouse Fan Travel, who specialize in cruises and vacation packages to Disney and other destinations around the world. MEI and Mouse Fan Travel is an authorized Disney vacation planner. They provide their signature services with no additional agency fees. To get your free no-obligation quote, visit www.mousefantravel.com.